And Joe used to have a wonderful trailer, and nobody else had a trailer because we couldn't afford one. And everybody borrowed Joe MacArthur's trailer. He was a very generous man, still is. And I borrowed it one day, and I came back from out, and it turned into Atwood Road. Bernie, he came up Atwood Road. I turned into Atwood, and the side of the trailer cage looped out. It wasn't engaged on the back. And he was in his police car, and I drove past. I quickly straightened the thing up, and it slammed back in, and I tailed it down to Chatham Avenue, and I drove into Anna's, and she's got a and he drove past, and he couldn't find me. He would have thrown the book at me. So I nearly cleaned the car out. Well, I was thinking of New Zealand from London, and I was travelling around working in the southeast of London, and the traffic was just horrendous. And one day it announced on the radio that New Zealand was closing its door to any immigrants, and you had to be here in 10 days when you can just walk in with no job, no money, they had a set of points you get for how good a migrant you would be. So we came to New Zealand in 10 days. I just rented a house out, said we've got to go to New Zealand. I just feel it's the right thing to do. And Rita's mum had just died 6 months before that. And she said, yeah, let's go. So we rented the place out, sold everything up, and just cleaned off. And I hadn't got any tickets, and I went to Thomas Cook, and I said, well, I need 5 tickets to New Zealand, because Rita's brother said, you're not leaving me, I'm coming with you. So he chucked his job in, and she said, no, there's no more tickets, they're all sold. And just then the phone rang, and she said, you've got 5 cancellations. I said, I'll take them. So it was fate.
Mm-hmm. Meant to be.
And we came on a 707 through Canada, Winnipeg, and then we got a DC-10, which we never told Rita about, from Hawaii to New Zealand. And we landed on a Friday, and I had a job by Monday, and I was absolutely knackered with a jet flight. And I started work on the Monday, and I got bitten to death, white legs like sticks of celery, by sand flies, and they all had impetigo. Everyone I scratched had impetigo. My legs were just running sores for the first week, till they gave me some stuff to put on it. We never looked back, really, hit the ground running. Yeah.
What was that first job?
Building a house, a set of home units, they call them, in Browns Bay, but it's still there. And I nearly killed myself in that place. Somebody put the planks along for the scaffolding, and I dummy walked along it, and the end wasn't attached to the other end, and I went down, and the other end hit the handrail underneath it, and I was doing on the end of this bloody scaffold plank. That was scary, that was. I suddenly went down on the lift very rapidly. Half an acre, big 5-bedroom house I built on my own. And I worked at the prison at the same time, because we had so much time off. We worked night shifts and all that, but we had long weeks off as well. A week off at a time. So I bought myself an old Trojan cross-cut saw and built it. And the children would come up at the weekend and help me stand up frames and all that. And it was double story. Yeah, good life.